back to Limerick now, where three men were arrested after Gardaí broke up a street party last night. It happened at College Court in Castletroy, close to the university. 30 fines were also issued to people for breaching public health restrictions. We can talk now to Elena Sekas, who is Labour Councillor with Limerick City and County Council. Councillor Sekas, good morning and welcome. Your reaction, your thoughts on what took place last night?
Good morning. It is very unfortunate. I was very sad to see what happened there last night, and I don't think that's acceptable. It's so disheartening for the local community, for the local residents, and it shouldn't happen.
Is it something that has been a regular occurrence?
Well, there would have been incidents in the past, but this would have been the largest incident I would have seen. And residents in the area, you know, have raised concerns recently enough about public health, due to large volumes of students moving into the area during this last lockdown. And they don't feel safe any longer outside their front or back doors. And such behaviour is unacceptable and is not helping at all.
The university has said that they will take strong disciplinary action against any student who has breached public health guidelines. Would expulsion be too harsh?
Well, the UL say that all students at UL are subject to a code of conduct, you know, and they will take action, as you say, with strong disciplinary measures. I think what the UL president should do now is to communicate to all students that zero tolerance will apply starting from today. They need to establish some strict rules, and those rules must be enforced, because otherwise I don't see how they will discourage such behaviour in the future. What happened last night there, students have to realise that they will have to assume the consequences of their actions.
Should accommodation leases, though, have been cancelled before the term restarted in the new year, so that no students were there to begin with?
Well, as far as I know, UL asks students not to travel to Limerick if their programmes were full online. But government deemed travel for education as essential during this lockdown, and many students have travelled to live in Limerick in off-campus accommodation. And the reason for that would be the better broadband connectivity and better studying conditions. I understand it is very hard for students, and, you know, they should be accommodated if there is a need there. But they have to understand that there is a responsibility. They have a responsibility to play their role in this pandemic. They have a responsibility to be respectful to the local community if they come to live here. And they have a responsibility to abide by the public health guidelines.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking to us. And we're grateful that your ringtone is nice and gentle. It's not startling us too much this morning. Elena Sekas, Labour Councillor with Limerick City and County Council.